Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Awkward relationships. Bears head coach potentially dealing with one. With his wife. Now, not all the time, but Miss Eberflus has been known to tweet at times.
I think potentially she, dealing with one. He's speculating on their relationship.
Well, I mean, I think it would.
I'm sure he didn't like it.
I'm saying there's awkward instances. Yeah. I'm not saying the relationship's awkward. You're laughing at speculating?
Yeah.
Good Lord, you went through the power rankings of Adoka's or whatever's affairs.
No, I said there were three that were kind of dispelled that were out there, but they were dispelled.
Matt Eberflus' wife, she called out a water girl in Indianapolis. She also broke the news of him leaving the Cowboys or going to the Cowboys. I can't remember. And that makes the relationship awkward. When your wife is putting you in harm's way like she did last year, the tweet to Ian Rappaport was, did they call out the immature water girl yet? When there were a bunch of Colts that were on the COVID-19 list. Did they call out the immature water girl? She deleted the tweet, and she since deleted her Twitter. Couldn't have been a fun conversation at home, I would say. Who are the people in your life that embarrass you the most? Biggest potential, the ones that you love that have the largest amount of potential to embarrass you the most.
I'll give you...
You have someone in mind. I'm looking at you.
I have two people in mind. But I kind of like it. You know how it's like they embarrass you, but it's like so funny? You know what I mean? It's like it's like
an old grandma who just loose at the lips or something.
Well, I used to have, I've told y'all this off air. I used to have a really, really close aunt that would call black people the most, and heinous word you could imagine. That's not that one, you know. That's not that N word.
Goodness gracious! This is where this was going.
No, she would. That's legitimate. I'm just embarrassed. Please stop. Please don't say that. You know. I mean, and so I used to have that. You reminded me of that. But I'm thinking of two people who are just so funny, but they always do embarrassing things. Okay. Can you guess who they are?
Yours?
Yeah, in my family.
I don't know.
You can absolutely guess who they are.
I would say Jacob's one.
No. Leah and Daniel.
Leah and Daniel?
They are so
funny.
What do
funny. They do?
Really?
They
are
they
so
do?
Funny. That's such a cute couple,
it's,
man.
They're the cutest. That's what I'm saying. It makes me laugh, but they do incredibly embarrassing, corny things. They dress their dog every day.
What do you mean every day?
Every single
like
day.
They got clothes.
They're French bulldog. Go on to their Instagram. Go on to their Instagram or their Facebook. Usually Instagram. They dress their French bulldog in clothes every day. They match clothes.
French bulldogs, a lot of them hate it. Does their dog like it?
Their dog likes it. I guess it likes it. And they also do like really corny things. Like just corny. But it's so it kind of embarrasses you. But it's hilarious. And I love it. It's so funny. I actually love that, and they play that role too.
Yeah, I would have never guessed that.
They want to do the embarrassing things.
I would have never guessed that.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
What embarrasses you the most? When do you get the most embarrassed? Like, what embarrasses you? Like, whether it's at home, whether it's out in public, what is something that embarrasses you the most?
I mean, you guys know me. Not a lot would embarrass me. I just kind of own whatever I am and whatever I do. I mean, like in a bad way, if I make a mistake.
Maybe not in a terrible way, but just like
I'm going to give you in a bad way and in a funny way. In a bad way, if I make a mistake that I know better than, you know, like in my job. You know, we're all like, we all have that. If we make a mistake, we're like, God, I know better than that. Why did I do that? Why did I write that? Why did I say that? That's one. In a funny way, probably, and I'm not trying to be a martyr because you know this is real too, when people make a big deal about something with me. I don't know. I guess it's because we didn't really do.
What do you mean?
Like,
is this like a humble brag?
Like birthdays and stuff. You know, I don't like that stuff. Like, hey, we're going to have a surprise. And all this, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, let's go ahead and have dinner and get out of here.
You don't like birthdays?
I don't like.
I know. I'm not big on birthdays.
I'm not real big. And it's not because of an age thing. I've always been that way. Like when I was 12, you know, like. Everybody like throwing, you know, putting up piñatas and all this other stuff. I'm like, I don't know about all this. I'm trying to think of anything else. What about you?
I think when people get like extra loud at places where you're not supposed to be loud for some reason.
You get embarrassed?
I do.
Really?
I do. Yeah, I don't. Sometimes I mean,
it's embarrassing for them.
Yeah, I get embarrassed by that. I get embarrassed when you're with like a group of people and they're, this is probably number one on my list. Mm-hmm. When you're with a group of people and someone's a pain in the ass to the waiter or is just kind of maybe even like rude to the waiter or waitress. Mm-hmm. That annoys me.
Yeah.
That annoys me. That very much embarrasses
me. That annoys me too. But I mean, I'm just kind of like rolling my eyes more than getting embarrassed because it's embarrassing for them. What about you, Figgy?
One of the things I get really embarrassed about, and this is specifically with my mother, because my mother, she proud of me that I moved down to Houston and all that stuff, but whenever she's around like a total stranger, she be like, yeah, my son, he on the radio.
Oh,
he on
the radio. My mom used to do that all the time.
I'm like, man, like, this person don't care.
Yeah. Oh, my mother would.
And still to this day, so she be having people over her house helping her around and all that.
Yeah.
And she'd give them the phone and be trying to talk to me. I'm like, I don't have no idea who this person is. So it'd be super awkward. I'm like, why she just give me?
Why am I talking to you?
Yeah, like I had to be fake and say stuff like, hey, how you doing? Yeah. How's everything going? Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like Figgy might like that.
It's flattering.
It's cool because it's my mother and I love her.
Yeah, it's absolutely
flattering. She's a people person.
But like I would go, like when my mom was alive and I'd go to church with her on Sundays and when I'd visit her on weekend, she would parade me around that church and all the Guadalupanas, which
it's
is
good
the
church,
which
man.
Is the ladies' group. Oh, you've been to the church,
but
you
saw some of them.
You saw the Guadalupanas. She would parade me all over that place, and he's writing, and he's on the radio, and he's. I'll tell you one thing that embarrasses me, and it does. This is like a true embarrassment. Like I'm just embarrassed. Gibson is the greatest dog in the history of dogs. Like I've done so much with him, the adventures we've had. He used to do, you know, all kinds of, I mean, he's so well behaved. He does everything. He's done the courses back when he had his legs under him and all that other stuff, you know, the agility courses, and he could climb through tunnels and he would chase decoy. I mean, he was awesome. But when he meets a new person.
Yeah, he freaks out.
He just gets like, I got to protect dad.
He freaks out.
And it takes a while. Like, it takes a while. Like, when you met him, he just like looks at you and I'm like, don't reach. Cause he'll like, you know, he'll nip at you if you reach at him. And then 2 minutes later, he's licking your face off.
He is.
He's licking your face off.
He definitely is. You think the Texans are in an awkward relationship right now with their quarterback?
Yes, I do.
Explain yourself.
This is a rebound relationship. This is the definition of a rebound relationship.
I agree.
You had Deshaun Watson. You were in love. Forget the other stuff, right? You were in love. He was awesome. He finally took you to a place within a half of getting to the AFC Championship game. He was a superstar. He was flashy. He was awesome. He was carrying the team. And then he broke up with you. So the Texans, in true rebound relationship fashion, now have Davis Mills. And It's the worst relationship you can have is the rebound relationship. Davis Mills will never measure up to Deshaun Watson. Ever. I think we know that much. We don't know exactly how good he's going to be, but he will never measure up to your ex.
No, he's not going to measure up to Deshaun.
Never.
Never. It's not even fair to expect that.
But that's what a rebound relationship is. That's why it's it's never going to end well. He's never going to measure up, even if he is good. Now, if he carries you to the playoffs and deep in the playoffs, who knows? But we've all had rebound relationships, right? And generally, it's low-hanging fruit. I went through the five stages of a rebound relationship. I wrote a little piece for GallerySports.com, and I went through the five stages of a rebound relationship, and he checks all the boxes. The first stage is low-hanging fruit. Like in a real relationship, it's the girl that's always liked you, but you've never really had a thing for her, right? And then he's the next guy in the room.
Davis Mills is just there.
He's low-hanging fruit, all right? Stage two is the honeymoon. We've had a honeymoon. We've had the honeymoon with Davis Mills. That is stage two of a rebound relationship. You know what stage three of a rebound relationship is?
Denial?
Reality. We are in the midst of finding out the reality of that rebound relationship. Stage four, nostalgia. Once we come to grips with the reality of what Davis Mills is, then we're going to have the nostalgia for the one we let go.
Oh, wow.
You know?
So there's going to be a Deshaun Love Fest coming up?
At least in terms of football, absolutely. And then stage five is the epiphany. And that means, wow, this really happened. We got to move on from Davis Mills. It wasn't going to work out from the start. Or we just got to make do with Davis Mills. But it's a rebound relationship, 100%.
Biggest characters in Texans history. Bears got a lot of them. Jim McMahon versus J.J. Watt. Who had the better gimmick and the biggest characters in Texans history coming up?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.